Om Shanti. A warm welcome to all of you here in the audience. And it's our last program for this group, last program for this double foreign group. And it will be a very special evening. And a warm welcome to all of you online also. And I know you're watching from all over the world. And a special warm welcome to our panelists. So we have Sister Genti with us. She's just come back from a tree plantation program. And Brother Raju and Brother Golo and Sister Supriya will do translation. And I will introduce them properly in a while. So my name is Sonia. I'm from Denmark. And I'm supporting the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. And I'm so happy to interview our panelists today. And I also hope the translation is working. And if we speak too fast, you have to signal us. The idea of this program came in preparing for next climate change conference in Egypt here in November, actually in 10 days. We started our ECHO initiative in 2009. And since then, we've been going to every single climate change conference around the world. During the conferences, we hear many predictions. They invest a lot of money in computer modeling, in weather predictions, climate change predictions. I looked up a few of the scenarios. They say 50% reduction of emission by 2030. Reaching net zero emission by 2050. By 2050, we'll be 9 billion human beings. By 2060, all the ice has melted. And it's ongoing. And on one hand, the emissions are going up, and the present prediction shows we're heading for 3.5 to 4 degrees global warming, which means the Earth will be inhabitable. We are all BKs and we have Baba's knowledge and we know how to hold on to Baba in this scenario. But I often think, how is it for the general public? How are they coping by all this information on climate change? And during the pandemic, the predictions increased. I thought this was going to happen and this was going to happen and something else happened. And I heard many other people predict the future with 100% certainty. And then something else happened. So I said to myself, I will stop making predictions. But then I heard a very nice slogan. And that was, the best way to predict the future is to create it. So I thought, with this slogan, we can make a program here in Madhuban. So today with us, we have Sister Genti. We all know her very well. Additional Administrative Head of the Brahma Kumaris. BK Representative to the UN. And much appreciated by both public and BK family globally. We have Brother Raju, Vice Chairman of BK Rural Wing and Agriculture Wing. Also doing Murli's and Murli Department. And Brother Raju has spearheaded the work of yogic farming empowerment program in rural villages. And we have worked with Rural Wing since we started the ECHO initiative. And actually, last World Environment Day, they did over 1,000 programs in India on World Environment Day. And they planted millions of trees since 1995. And we also have Brother Golo with us. Originally from Germany, now living here in Gyansarovar. He initiated India Care Trust for supporting Global Hospital and also initiated all the solar installations and the big India One solar power plant here in Madhuban. So I've served together with Sister Genti and Golo for 23 years now, going to the climate change conferences, and I learned a lot from them personally. And Brother Raju has been part of this through our yogic farming in presenting that in the conferences. And actually together they have 140 years in Gyan. So I think we give them a big hand. Today I will ask questions on signals of time, world situation, personal effort, yogic farming. I will start putting a few questions to them. And if any of you have questions, please write them on a piece of paper, and Shona here will collect them and give them to me. So this is how we'll do the questions towards the end. And then our panelists will stay here for evening meditation at 7, guiding meditation. And then afterwards, there is a Toli and blessing. And on a last note, I just wanted to say that this program is also supporting one of our partners. It's a project called Green Sabbath Weekend. So we are dedicating this program to the Green Sabbath. So the BK centers in Israel and Ecuador are also supporting this project. And if you want to know more, you can have a look here in the front. It's the Jewish community are revising the Torah on environmental principles. So, I thought we'd start on a personal note. And also welcome to Supriya here. I forgot to mention she will do translation. Yeah. And they're all change makers and initiators and pioneers in their own way. So what is your personal speciality, you think, in being a global change maker? Maybe Sister Jenti starts. And then Rajubai and then Golo. What qualities do you feel is most important in being a global change maker, personally?
Om Shanti. I was thinking, in what way am I a change maker first, before I can think of the qualities? And I think the fact that Baba sent me back to London to do service there and begin some ball rolling that gathered speed and momentum, of course, with Daddy Janki and support from Madhuban and everything. But I think Baba saw my faith, not faith in myself so much, but that came later, but faith in God and also faith in Brahma Baba, but also faith in the vision that Baba showed us, because Baba was talking about this. Well, you hear the Sakar Murlis, but in that, Baba's talking about this amazing, beautiful world that's being created, and that this is Kali Yuga. And I had been very disappointed in the world once Kennedy had been assassinated. I felt that there were no more heroes. And now, of course, when I read some of the things that come my way regarding Kennedy, it's not all heroic. But at that time, how old was I? I was 14 when he was assassinated. And then I was 18 when I came to Baba. So in that period of time, I was thinking, you know, the world doesn't have any more heroes. And then I again discover Baba, rediscover Baba, who I'd known in my childhood. And then when Baba was talking about a better world, a better future, and that captured my imagination, and I could see that better world happening. Baba used this lovely expression the other day, through your sanskars happens the sansar, the world. Your sanskars make the world. And so it was faith in that, that transformation in the self would bring about transformation in the world.
Thank you. I heard a nice explanation of a hero. A hero is one who rises to their capacity at the time of crisis. Brother Radu, your specialities?
Om Shanti. Baba ne humme vishesh ज्ञान रत्नों से खेलने का सौभाग्य दिया। बचपन से ही छोटी उम्र में ही मैं समर्पित हो गया 15 साल की उम्र में.
Baba has given us the fortune, given me the fortune of playing with the jewels of knowledge. From my childhood, I am into this knowledge.
और बाबा की बेहद सेवा में, विशेष करके सिंधी भाषा सीखने का बहुत सौभाग्य अच्छा मिला मेरा.
In this unlimited service, I have got to learn the Sindhi language.
और सिंधी भाषा सीखने के कारण जो बाबा की शुरू शुरू की मुरलियां थी उनको पढ़ने का समझने का भी चांस मिला.
Because of learning the Sindhi language, I was able to read and study the murlis that Baba has shared in Sindhi language.
और उसके बाद जब मुरली डिपार्टमेंट की सेवाएं मिली तो दादियों का बड़ों का बहुत नजदीक से संबंध बना.
And also after that, as I started doing the services of the Murli department, I got a chance to stay, come closer to dadis and the seniors.
मुझे दुनिया का कोई ज्ञान नहीं है, मधुबन, बाबा, यज्ञ, उसी का ज्ञान है.
I don't have the knowledge of the world, but I do have the knowledge of Baba, Yagya and the seniors, dadis.
और उन्हीं की पालना में पलते, अभी जो सेवाएं मिल रही हैं, बाबा करावनहार करा रहा है. केवल निमित्त भाव से जो सेवा मिलती है हाँ जी करके कर रहे हैं.
By taking the sustenance from the seniors, I am just doing seva with the consciousness that it is Karan Karavanhar, the one who is making us do everything. I am just an instrument in this.
बाकी जो हमारा प्रोजेक्ट है योगी खेती का, उसमें लक्ष्य ये है कि हम पहले अपनी नेचर का परिवर्तन करें. हमारी नेचर परिवर्तन होगी तो हमारे वाइब्रेशन का प्रभाव ये बाह्य प्रकृति पर उस नेचर पर भी पड़ेगा.
सो द एम ऑफ योगिक फार्मिंग इज टू ट्रांसफॉर्म माय ओन नेचर एंड व्हेन आई ट्रांसफॉर्म माय नेचर देन द इफेक्ट ऑफ इट विल आल्सो बी सीन इन द एनवायरनमेंट.
तो वो सेवाएं मिली हैं और वही मैं कर रहा हूँ अभी.
सो दैट इज व्हाट द सर्विस आई गॉट एंड दैट इज द सर्विस आई एम डूइंग राइट नाउ.
थैंक यू वेरी मच. प्रभु गोलू, your specialities?
Om Shanti. Yeah, when I came in Guyana, I was very thrilled that we're going to create a new world, because I always felt that the old world is not right. Something is fundamentally wrong, but I couldn't really put my finger on it. And then 85, I came to Madhuban, and all the first-timers, they met the daddies, and they should tell them what they like most in Guyana. And I said, I'm very happy because I can build palaces in Golden Age and nobody's going to tell me how I have to do it. I can do it my own way. And then Daddy Kumaka looked at me and she says, okay, you can build my palace in Golden Age. And I thought, okay, done deal. And I didn't think anything about it. And later all the Madhubani vases came to me and said, Golo, Golo, you can build Daddy Kumaka's palace in Golden Age. And I said, so what? And they all thought it's a big thing. And what actually thrilled me most is that with our mind, we're going to create a new world, and that the mind controls actually everything around us. It's actually in charge of time and space and everything. And that still gives me a lot of enthusiasm, thrills me, and still after almost 40 years, it still thrills me and keeps me on going. And I mean, that's what came up when you ask about speciality, but I mean, I'm also very practical in doing things, but anyhow, that's another story.
Thank you. It's a nice personal start. But if we look at the world today, we see a number of wars and violent conflict has never been so high. There is inflation, increasing in fuel and food prices, leading to civil unrest. The pandemic is still lurking around the corner, and climate change is creating extreme weather events all around the globe. So, Sister Jyanti, what is your take on these signals of time for the BKs, and how can we make a powerful stage in the current situation? And I'm asking you this question first because you used to talk a lot more about the end times before, and recent years you talk less and less and less about it. So I'm curious what you're thinking at the moment.
I first thought the destruction would happen in 1976, and when I surrendered and then Baba sent me back to London to do service, I was telling my Lokik brother that, you know, why do you want to study medicine? Because there isn't enough time. I was telling my close friends all of this. And of course, 76 came and it went. And in between, services started in London in a big way with a center and Dadi coming and all of this. And I thought, well, I need time. And so it's good that it's not happening in 76. And then I began to think that Dadi Komarka used to say, 2000, that's it, the year 2000. And so that became the next focus for my attention. And when 2000 passed and still we are here managing ourselves and managing things at our centers, then I stopped my predictions. So nobody would call me the doomsday lady after that. Before that, they used that term. And what I thought is that, well, if Baba's not giving us a time and date, and the Dadis aren't giving us a time and date anymore, I don't have any time and date, so let me just do the best that I can. But when I see the conditions in Europe, especially at the present time, and I'm thinking about the war, I'm thinking about whether in England they have a new slogan, heat or eat. And this is not just for homeless people, but this is for normal people, people who have jobs, who thought that their life was going to be sort of comfortable. And suddenly things have changed dramatically in the last 6 months even, very dramatically. And so now for me, Third World War seems to be very, very close. And maybe it's not going to happen in the next few months. I don't know. It may. I could be wrong. But certainly we are very close to the end times. And so for me, the preparation has to be that I try and keep a link with Baba continually so that I can catch Baba's signals. And whatever else effort I make is fine. But to keep that link with Baba so that then I'm open to receive whatever it is Baba wants me to do. That's the most important thing.
Thank you so much. If Radio or Golubai like to comment on this question, you're welcome.
वैसे जयंती बहन जी के अनुभव के साथ साथ मेरा भी यही अनुभव रहा है कि बाबा ने पहले से विनाश की डेट जो दिया उसी के आधार से हम लोग समर्पित हुए.
Along with the experience of Jayanti Ben, I also have the same experience that I got surrendered looking at the date of destruction.
लेकिन वर्तमान समय को देखते हुए ऐसे लग रहा है कि जो बाबा ने उस समय कहा था वो सब सीन अभी सामने हैं.
Whatever the scenes that we are going to see, at the present time we are all seeing those scenes.
और उसके लिए केवल एक तैयारी ये है कि बुद्धि का विस्तार सार में समा जाए. जो बहुत सारे सेवाओं का विस्तार तो बाबा करा रहा है, लेकिन मेरी बुद्धि कहीं भी प्रश्नों में, तेरे मेरे में, हिसाब किताब में ज्यादा बिजी न हो जाए. बाबा की टचिंग को मैं कैच कर सकूं.
So there is a lot of expansion, but for my intellect not to go into that expansion, but go into that essence. There is a lot of mine and I-ness, so to go beyond all of that and to go into that essence.
Mera attention itna rehta hai ki buddhi itni clean rahe, jo Baba ko karana hai, wo karaye. Main uska achha right instrument banke rahun bas.
So my duty is to keep my intellect clean and be the right student.
तो वही लक्ष्य रख करके पुरुषार्थ चलता है.
So my effort is with this aim.
Golo, what's your effort?
Well, starting the solar, many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, was actually because of destruction, because I thought Baba's institution should have some solar, some batteries, and should have some backup when time of power cut is coming or shortage of fuel is coming. And since 4 years, every year, I buy 2 drums of petrol and 2 drums of diesel and keep it here as a stock, and then slowly we use it. And now these things are happening in front of our eyes. In Germany, I just read yesterday that the grid utility is preparing for large-scale power cuts in Germany, which never ever happened before. And they tell people you have to save 30% of the gas, otherwise we have to switch it off at a certain time. So it's getting quite dramatic. And our retreat places in Germany, we just finished. This summer, I just bought a wooden heater, a big one, and we installed it, and we just installed a 20-kilowatt solar system there, so the place is independent, our center also. So all these things are in place, and I was very keen and very focused to get all this done. And now things are happening, and I decided 2 things. I started to read less news, because it's so dramatic and so devastating what's happening around the world. And I tried to become very detached and very loving, detached from the world and the situation, and detached also from my own sanskars or whatever weaknesses or whatever is there, become very loving for the self, for others, and also for the world, because I feel that's a course of direction we all should head, to become detached and loving, seeing the present scenario.
So thanks for sharing your personal efforts. But then I wonder, what's the effort? How do you prepare the yagya for this, or your department, the rural wing? How is the rural wing being prepared? And Sister Diente now is a global leader. How do we prepare the whole family for this? Okay, Raju, by start.
I would like to share 2 good news. Of today.
आज बाबा की जितनी अव्यक्त मुरलियां 69 से 2017 तक चली, उन सब के 1320 एपिसोड पूरे हुए, रिकॉर्ड.
13,200 episodes are recorded already from 1969 till 2017. So 13,200 episodes are recorded of अव्यक्त मुरली.
आज संपन्न किया, आज पहला काम पूरा हुआ. और दूसरा, बाबा के यज्ञ में शुद्ध पवित्र ऑर्गेनिक सब्जियां हैं, उसके लिए आज ही हमने 18 एकड़ जमीन में आलू की बुआई शुरू किया. आलू अपने घर के लिए योगिक खेती की तैयार हूँ, पूरे घर में तीनों कॉम्प्लेक्स में. उसकी शुरुआत मैं सवेरे 9 बजे करके आया, और बुआई आज चल रही है 18 एकड़.
So another good news is that in order to grow pure and organic vegetables, so in 18 acres of land, this morning they started sowing the seeds of potatoes for the yagya. In 18 acres of land, just they started this, sowing them this morning.
आप सबको निमंत्रण है, हमारे शिवमणि होम के पास हॉस्पिटल की जमीन है, और उस जमीन में जंगल हो गया था 15 साल से, वो ली हुई थी, उसको हमने साफ करवाया, ठीक करवाया, और उसमें कई लाख की खाद डाली गोबर की, और आज ही तैयार हुई है, और वहाँ पर आज बुआई शुरू है, मशीन से आलू बोई जा रही है.
So this is a land where you are all invited to visit. It's near Shivmani home, down in Abu Road. It's a land of the hospital where it was not being used for a long time. And so they made the land so that they can use it, and they put organic cow dung fertilizers in it. And the land is prepared, and they started sowing today with a machine.
और मुझे एक ऐसा लगता है कि ये बाबा अंतिम समय की तैयारी करा रहा है.
So I feel today that Baba is making the preparations for the final time.
जो भी बाबा के बच्चे आए, उनको कम से कम आलू पूरी मिले, सब्जी रोटी मिले, उसकी तैयारी हो रही है.
So the preparation is that whoever Papa's children come, let them get potato and puri, so that they get something to eat and go with the potatoes.
When we were having discussions, and the discussions in London started a long time ago, and even for the year 2000, there were many discussions and much preparation. So we've had different times at different periods, intense focus on this external preparation. And at this point of time, I think, well, who do you prepare for? Global House is in such a community. That just people living inside that building number about 12 people, but every day we get a few hundred people come. At the weekends we get several hundreds to come, and we know that at the end times it's not just Baba's children who are Brahmins, but Baba's children are all God's children. And we're right in the middle of a very big residential complex with many people who are very needy, and so if they come to our door, of course, we're going to feed them. So how many people can we possibly cater for? We've no idea. It's an emergency that's going to last for a day or a month, or everything will finish very fast and we all go home together. Don't know. So then we decided, okay, we'll do something on the external level. But I know that the most important preparation is the inner work. And the preparation on the inner work, we've spoken about remembering Baba, we've spoken about creating a good stage, that awareness of Baba's touchings, but there's another very important thing, and that is the harmony of our sanskaras together. Whenever there's a difficult time, then generally speaking, people have experienced, in Kali Yuga at least, that the worst sanskaras come out. In an emergency, yes, there'll be a few people who have benevolence and compassion, but also you'll get the people with anger, you'll get the people with ego, the people who want to be first to take everything and want to take everything for themselves or their own Lokic group, whoever that might be. So you see the best and the worst in a sense. And in Baba's home, you see both also. You see how souls that have not yet dealt with their sanskars, those sanskars are like jumping out, they're exploding. And on the other side, you see souls who are making deep, incognito, quiet effort. You see both. But I think the big message for the present time for me is that whatever service Baba wants us to do, it has to be with the power of harmony, cooperation and unity. And for the future also, it's not just a question of survival. Soul is eternal. It'll never perish. But to be able to demonstrate to others what is God's love, that I think is going to be the big challenge. When we have created harmony, then that's what the world will see. And then they'll say, yes, it must be God who is their teacher. So I'm very aware of the need for unity and harmony now.
Thank you. It came in the Moli the other day, wasn't it, that everything in Golden Age operates on the basis of love? So that's... I put this question first to you, Golo, but if you others like to comment, you're welcome. But I experience that this world, our world is being more and more polarized in various groups. So it's conflict, violent conflict between religions, between political parties. Fragmentation is increasing and splitting the society, sometimes into extreme groups. So how do we protect ourselves and also our yajna from being influenced by nationalism, racism, etc.? I remember when 9/11 happened and Dadi Janka was so strong, never take sides. But today, you know, it's so easy to take side. One politician seems so good and one seems so bad, but you know, how to protect myself and the yajna from that. And maybe soul consciousness is the answer to everything, but I wonder if you like to say a few words on that.
Well, I also like to share a good news. In India now, maybe 500, 600, 700 systems, solar systems are being installed in the centers. We have around 5,000 meditation centers, and in India, it's a very big drive now that all the centers want to go eco-friendly, so they're putting solar hot water and solar photovoltaic. And we assist many centers and guide them and help them to do that. We also promote solar lanterns, solar cooking box, and many centers have adopted that and taken that technology up. And here in Yakya, the situation is also quite okay. We can run Shantivan, Pandavavan, and Gyan Sarovar in emergency modes on solar energy when outside there will be no electricity, for example. And I remember one time we have been to Copenhagen, and then Mohini Ben told Baba that we are in Copenhagen for the climate conference, and Baba said solar is very good. Baba gave a message, solar is very good, and there will be darkness outside and you will have light. So that was a blessing Bab Dada gave, and this is good news I like to share. Coming to Sonia's question, how to protect, we can see that karma has accumulated in a quite massive way around us, and theoretically we all know it's a bad karma around us and we have to protect ourselves. And a week ago I wanted to know a bit more about the conflict going on in Europe right now, the war. And I looked up a history channel about the history of Russia. It was quite interesting. It started in the year 700 with some riders and, you know, some little bit war and some clashes. And then from that time onwards, there was every 20 years major war and the land changed hands. Then Genghis Khan came with a golden horde, then the Polish came, then Kiev became big and went against Moscow, then Moscow became big, went against Kiev. Then it was Chechen War in the 18th century, then there was war with Turkey 5 times. And I thought, my God, so much war, every 20 years a major war, people were suffering, hunger. It was a real catastrophe, and my heart suddenly could feel this lot of karma which has been accumulated. And I realized on all of us individual, but also on families, regions, towns, states, is a lot of karma has been accumulated. And the karma is so thick now, so strong, that the urn is going to break. And it's all spilling out. And Sonia asked how to protect ourselves. I always believe in powerful meditation, and I made it my habit to go evening to History Hall, and I'm trying to reach, still trying in 30 years, 40 years to reach the bodiless stage and experience myself as an angel and weave light around myself and clear my personal aura and make it strong. Because I believe when my aura is strong and my personal karma is being settled, nothing really can influence me. And of course, what is also required is a clean intellect, that we don't go into this many, many, many attractions of the old world. In summer, I was doing a lot of service, but then I thought I should have some 3 weeks of fun. So I took my motorbike and I made a tour in the Alps. And of course, I made some programs here and there. But I saw the mountains dying. It all became brown. There was no rain. So the whole Alps are literally dying. And all these little rivers which come down from the mountain, they were all dry. And it was so devastating that I decided that's enough. The old world is dying. And I go back, when I go back in summer, I go sell my motorcycle, and I decided to stop any of these kind of things, you know. So that's also part of the time and my personal reaction to myself, to protect myself and really become loving and detached.
Sister Jyanti, how to protect the yajna from nationalism, racism, taking sides?
I think the first step has to be to protect myself from being pulled in either direction. And yes, I always remember the message that Daddy gave for 2011, 10-11, 9-11, 9-11. And it was, don't take sides. Just be able to have yoga for both sides. And so that's been a very powerful imprint in my own heart, that neither side is perfect, neither side is blameless. There's problems on either side. And so with nationalism, Brahma Baba never allowed anyone to vote in any election. And that again is a big story for me, because I remember those days. I remember people asking Baba. There were elections and people would come to Baba and say, should we be voting? And Baba would say, who is right? Who are you going to vote for? And so I'm a little bit surprised when I see very heated discussions about politics, that one side is right and the other side is wrong. But I'm also surprised to see that things like COVID can bring so much division in the family. And I think we've got to come to that acceptance that this family has many, many views, has many, many people of many different sanskars, and Baba will never say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Baba will find something which is right and say, you are right, you are right, but you're also right. And again, I'm remembering something that Brijmohan Bhai said a few years ago in an NCCC meeting, and he said, right is right, but wrong is also right. Got it? It sounds very odd. Wrong is also right, but it's true. Wrong can also be right. It's right according to Dharma. And so when I understand some of these things, then I make sure that I don't take sides, because no side has all answers. Only Baba has all the answers. And if I get pulled in one direction or the other direction, I'm moving away from the one up above. So I have to make sure I don't go here, I don't go there. I stay connected with Baba. And then if I can do this for myself, then whoever it is I'm in contact with, I can do the same for them. Or if I'm asked in a situation like this, I can share from my heart that it's not right to go this side or that side. Because at the end of Kali Yuga, you don't know what's going on. You really don't. That is a reality. And so let me stay focused on Baba and Baba's task and help share that message with whoever, and each one's destiny and fortune is in their own hands.
Thank you. You like to say anything on this, Rajubhai?
Baba ka yagya hai aur Baba yagya ka rakshak hai.
This is Baba's yagya and Baba is the protector of the yagya.
Hum bachchon ko Baba ne jis sthan par bithaya hai, is behad yagya ki raksha ke liye main do teen baatein dhyan par rakhta hun.
Wherever we are, for the protection of this yagya, I keep in my mind 2-3 things.
Ek to jo yahan par hamara sangathan hai, usko hum सोन्नति के प्रति समय पर समय कुछ न कुछ नया देते चले.
In this gathering for the self progress, we have to bring something new, some newness.
हमने एक ऐसा संगठन शांतिवन में भाइयों का बनाया है कि कहीं पर कोई भी बात है उसकी चर्चा नहीं करना है, लेकिन उसके लिए विशेष योग करना है.
We have created a gathering in Shantivan. This is a gathering of brothers. And no matter whatever is happening anywhere outside, we are not talking, discussing about it, but we are doing yoga for that.
And in that group, no one will not talk about it, but will not talk about it. If we have to add to this group, then there is a group prepared.
So it is a group such that in that group, no one will be talking about anything waste, no wasteful talk.
और हफ्ते में 4 दिन उनको योग के लिए अलग अलग प्रोग्राम दिए हैं. 1 घंटे का शाम का योग अलग अलग स्थानों पर वो करते हैं.
So in a week, once in a week, they will gather together in different places and do yoga for 1 hour.
जैसे आज सतगुरुवार के दिन तपोवन में योगी खेती पर एक घंटे का योग चल रहा है.
So today on Thursday, Satguruvar, at the yogic farming in Tapovan, they are doing yoga for 1 hour.
एक दिन हम अपने जो हीलिंग गार्डन अभी आरोग्य वन के नाम से जिसमें आलू की बुआई की है, शनिवार को वहाँ पर एक घंटे का योग रखते हैं.
So on Saturdays in the healing garden where they started sowing these potatoes, on Saturdays they do yoga there for 1 hour.
और शांति वन में विशेष सोमवार के दिन शाम को 6:30 से 8 मैं उसमें खुद शामिल होता हूँ और उसमें एक घंटे बिल्कुल साइलेंस. पहले आने के समय टाइम फिक्स होता है, उसके बाद दरवाजा बंद और एक घंटे कोई हिलेगा नहीं. तो ऐसा पावरफुल योग जिसको बाबा कहता है कि मधुबन एक लाइट हाउस है, यहाँ की किरणें चारों तरफ जाती हैं और वही किरणें सुरक्षा का कवच है. मंडे
एवरी मंडे दे गैदर टुगेदर इन शांतिवन एंड दे डू पावरफुल योगा फ्रॉम 6:30 to 8. सो राजू भाई हिमसेल्फ जॉइंस दोस सेशंस ऑफ योगा एंड दे एज अ लाइट हाउस दे स्प्रेड लाइट इनटू द वर्ल्ड. इट्स लाइक बाबा इज गिविंग द प्रोटेक्शन एंड इज प्रोटेक्टिंग द वर्ल्ड.
और शुक्रवार के दिन संडे की मुरली पर विशेष पेपर लेते हैं हर एक स्टूडेंट, जो भी हमारे करीब 100 के ऊपर भाई बहने हैं, सब पेपर देते हैं और उनको हम प्राइज भी देते हैं. तो एक बहुत सुंदर पॉजिटिव थिंकिंग का ग्रुप अगर हमारा तैयार होता है तो किसी भी विघ्न को हम सहज पार करने में सहयोग दे सकते हैं.
सो ऑन फ्राइडेज दे हैव ए ग्रुप वेयर दे गिव ए पेपर टेस्ट ऑन द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ संडे. सो संडेज अव्यक्त मुरली देयर इज अ टेस्ट पेपर ऑन फ्राइडेज वेयर अ ग्रुप ऑफ 100 ऑफ देम जॉइन एंड डू इट. So it's a good positive thinking group that's being created.
और लक्ष्य यही है कि जितना हम श्रेष्ठ सकारात्मक विचारों में रहते हैं वो हमारे लिए सुरक्षा कवच है. और बाबा की छत्र छाया के नीचे हम हैं, इसलिए बाबा की याद के सिवाय और कोई भी व्यर्थ चिंतन पर चिंतन कोई न करे, इस पर हम भी ध्यान देते हैं और दूसरों को भी यही इशारा करते हैं कि आपको कुछ कहना है तो लिख के दो लेकिन बातें नहीं करो.
सो टू हैव एलिवेटेड पॉजिटिव थिंकिंग एंड दैट क्रिएट्स ए कैनोपी ऑफ प्रोटेक्शन फॉर अस. सो नॉट टू गो इनटू एनी वेस्टफुल मैटर्स एंड जस्ट फोकस ऑन हैविंग एलिवेटेड पॉजिटिव थिंकिंग.
एक जानकी दादी जी की बात सुनाता हूँ. अभी जयंती बहन जी कह रहे थे कि गलत भी सही है, सही तो सही है ही. उस पर जानकी दादी जी का एक बहुत सुंदर चिंतन और हमारे साथ जब शेयर करती थी तो एक बार मैंने कोई पत्र ऐसे आए थे मधुबन के किसी भाई के लिए, बहुत उल्टा समाचार था. तो मैंने दादी को बोला, दादी इसको सजा देनी चाहिए, इसको यहाँ से निकाल देना चाहिए.
सो ऑन दिस मैटर ऑफ दादी जानकी यूज्ड टू से दैट व्हाट इज राइट इज राइट बट व्हाट इज रॉन्ग इज आल्सो राइट. On this, Brother Raju is sharing his experience with Dadi Janki. There is a letter from someone, and the letter, whatever is written in that, based on it, Brother Raju said that whoever did this, they should get they should get punishment.
तो दादी ने बड़े अच्छे शब्दों में हमें कहा कि अगर वो इस वातावरण में परिवर्तन नहीं हो सकता है और आपकी शुभ भावनाओं से बदल नहीं सकता है तो बाहर जा करके क्या वो सुधर जाएगा? वो तो और बिगड़ जाएगा. इसलिए यहाँ ही उसके प्रति शुभ भावना रखो, उसको अपने श्रेष्ठ संकल्प की शक्ति का दान करो, वो यहीं चेंज हो जाए. बाहर कहाँ भेजोगे, दुनिया में जाके और बिगड़ जाएगा. ये बहुत बड़ी उनकी दिल की, बड़े दिल की भावना थी.
If he is not able to change with our good wishes here, how will he change if he go outside? So it was such a big heart of Dadi Janki that she asked to keep giving good wishes to that particular soul.
ये संगठन जो इतना बड़ा हुआ है, निर्विघ्न चल रहा है, उसके पीछे दादियों का सोच, उनके चिंतन, उनकी शुभ भावनाएं बहुत रही हैं.
So whatever happens in the gathering, Dadi's always had that pure and good wishes.
Thank you. And I hear you saying the same thing, that protection for ourselves and protection for the Yagya is a powerful remembrance and good wishes. So that's wonderful to hear you saying the same thing. But I have a question for you now, Sister Jyanti, that one BK shared with me the other day, that she thought at this time of the Kalpa we would be all sitting in Tapasya. So she is surprised that we're still so busy doing service. And it wasn't criticism or anything. She was just surprised or wondering how time will happen. But she asked me, how do you see the 15 years of Tapasya at the beginning of the confluence age repeating at the end? Because Baba sometimes says, as in the beginning, so in the end. So they all had 15 years of Tapasya. And will we also get that? How do you see it?
Let me first talk about those years of Tapasya. We had 2 years of COVID. And a lot of people did do Tapasya in that period of time. But of course, a lot of people also got more busy in service. I know that I would conduct 4 classes a day on Zoom because there were just so many requests coming in from everywhere. So I think that drama is going to make it happen, that communications in that way can't just carry on infinitely. There is a limited time to that space. But while we can, I think it's also our responsibility to share Baba's message. I'm looking at India, and India has done a huge amount of service. Wherever I've been going in the last couple of weeks, and there's been several places, they're in touch with the governors of that state, with the chief ministers, to the point where these people come to us. We don't go to them. They come to us. Media comes to us. They come to interview us wherever it is we are. So huge amount of service is happening, both on the top level, but also on just the message spreading. But of course, still, you'll find many, many people who say, yes, we've heard of the Brahma Kumaris, but we don't know what they're actually saying. And so they don't know God yet. And I think that this is the double duty that Baba has given us. One, to reach our own karmatit stage, but also to make sure that before the end, everybody does have Baba's message and has made that conscious choice of what it is they want to take from God. Do they want to take mukti, which is fine, Baba's happy to give them mukti, or do they want to take jivan mukti? And Baba's offering them this also. So while there's a possibility of doing service, I think we have to continue to do service. And then drama will show us a time when it's not possible to travel. We won't have all these gadgets and devices, because in times of emergency, the first thing that governments do is switch off the networks. They don't want people to communicate with each other. And so I think that there is going to come a time when we won't be able to run around and do service. It will then be just Mansa Seva. But today, while I have the opportunity to give Baba's message, I can't say I'm not going to get involved in service. I think it's an obligation that I have to Baba that, yes, this is what I'm going to do.
And you think it will be a conscious choice by other people if they want mukti or jivan mukti?
Yes, I think so, because if you offer some people jivan mukti, they'll say, I just want peace, I just want to go up above and stay up above. And so they don't know that at some point in the cycle they still have to come back, but they'll make that choice for mukti. And then jivan mukti, we've made a conscious choice that yes, we want to have a life of liberation. And so I think other people also will say, I don't just want to stay up there, I want to be here. And we know that in a short space of time, people can do so much service. Again, the traveling across India shows you amazing scenes, amazing people, and so many Zoom babies here also, just like abroad. And the Zoom babies here, some of them that I met now just recently in Bhopal, doing amazing, amazing service within the short time that they've been with Baba.
Thank you. talking about service and traveling around. We are going to Egypt now in 10 days, and Sister Yanti is not coming this year, but Brava Golo will be there. Maureen from London is coming also, and Valeria and Caroline, Shantanu, we've been going for many years. So each nation will be there, it will be about 20, 30,000 people. So Golo, what shall we share with the delegates at COP this year? COP means Conference of Parties, it's the UN Conference on Climate Change.
Yeah, I just got my visa for Egypt, so now I slowly get the energy of going there. And it's always a balance which we have to keep when we go to these conferences. I remember my first climate conference was in Copenhagen, 2009. And I remember we had a little stand, and all was a bit hodgepodge, various brochures, various things, and we were all there in white. And then the people came, the delegates came to us and said, what are you funny yogis doing here at the climate conference? And they told us, and we said, we are the good people. And they said, no, we just take some money, some strategy, and we take technology, and we fix climate problem. No issue at all. Now after 12, 15 years, the people come to us and they say, please teach us peace of mind, because we're so frustrated, because we lost hope. And today Baba in the Muli said, don't be scared of death. So it's a very big gap we have to bridge. On one side, we know that destruction is going to come and we should be fearless of death. And on the other side, we deal with people which try to save planet Earth, but slowly realizing that it's not going to be easy, and most likely we're not going to fix the problem. So the level of anxiety and fear and confusion at these conferences is also increasing. You can see that also at the diverging and confusing statements of the government. Sometimes they say, yes, we will do this, we will do this, and we will save, increase to solar, increase to renewable energies, and use more wind power and this and that. And now because of the war, so many of these goals have been scrapped. And all the money which was supposed to go into this energy transition towards a clean technology is going now into the war, or to protect the economies from these price shocks which are happening right now. So there's a lot of frustration, and people are really confused. And for us, it's a very, very delicate balance. Baba always says, feel the pulse of the people. So we are always talking about the principle, if you change yourself, if you change your consciousness and your thoughts, you change your action, and then things will become better. And we're very, very, very almost like diplomats. And then if people come to us and they say, yeah, come on now, tell us a little bit more, then we a little bit give more progressively, step by step, a bit more of Gyan. And of course, Baba says the biggest service. So we're trying to talk to people and give Gyan as much as possible. But on the other side, sometimes Gyan or words don't help, because people are really emotionally disturbed quite massively. Sometimes people are in tears also at the conference. And then, of course, we have to open our heart. We have to reach out. And we have to share emotions and feelings and compassion with the people. And Baba says the biggest service you can do is the service of your mind, Mansa Seva. And the biggest service you can do is if you share love with the people and give them compassion. And this is what we're doing also to some extent, that we have a smiling face in the middle of disaster, and we project happiness and a bright future. And people actually catch, and they can feel this atmosphere, and they're attracted towards that. And meanwhile, Brahma Kumaris is like a little highlight at the climate conference. When we are at some programs, then they say, okay, and what's the Brahma Kumaris saying to that? And meanwhile, people ask us to do meditation, conduct meditations. So slowly, slowly, our true role is being seen and is being recognized. And it's very wonderful to see over 15 years, slowly, slowly, how Baba's vision and what Baba told us, that at the end people will invite you and they will give you the platform for the conference and so on. It's very wonderful to see that slowly, slowly is happening. So every year in the climate conference, it's a new step. It's a new magic. It's a new wonder. And sometimes I tell to Jenti and to Sonia, "Wah, drama," that the climate conference is there because I could learn so much and I could share so much. And it's a wonderful platform. About 5,000 people from the press are there. Each and everybody is there. So it's a wonderful platform for Baba's children to share knowledge and to share vibrations.
Thank you. And actually, Sister Jent, you might not know, but there is something called Cryosphere Pavilion, which is a very scientific pavilion about melting of the ice and melting of the permafrost. And we got an invitation to submit a side event, but we decided to submit pure meditation for the culture evening, and it got accepted. So we first time we have a pure meditation event in COP, in the most scientific pavilion. So that's nice. But still, sometimes I get the question, why do you care for the environment when the end time, the collapse is around the corner? I actually got this question only a few days ago, and I was surprised a little bit that people still have this question. So Rajabai, why do we still care about the environment if anyway everything will kind of finish soon?
हम सबके सामने आने वाली दुनिया का नक्शा स्पष्ट है. हम इस दुनिया के लिए नहीं सोच रहे हैं, हम आने वाली दुनिया के लिए सोच रहे हैं.
We all have the map of the new world in front of us. We are not looking at the world right now, but we are looking at the new world.
क्योंकि ये दुनिया तो जानी ही है, तो बाबा ने स्पष्ट बताया है और साइंस भी मान रही है.
This world has to go, and Papa has told us a long time before that even the science people also understand that this world has to go.
जब हमने योगिक खेती का प्रोजेक्ट तैयार किया था 2007 में, तो उस किताब के ऊपर एक नाम दिया था, नए युग के लिए नई खेती. हम इतनी बड़ी आबादी को योगिक ऑर्गेनिक खेती से पालना नहीं दे सकेंगे.
So when we have started yogic farming, we also created a book with the title New Form for the New World.
ये जो भी हमारी पर्यावरण की बातें चलती हैं, या हम वृक्षारोपण करा रहे हैं, या हम पर्यावरण सुरक्षा के लिए कर रहे हैं, हम प्रकृति को साथ दे रहे हैं, योगदान दे रहे हैं, क्योंकि इस प्रकृति ने हम सबकी इतने समय से पालना की है, उसको हम निग्लेक्ट नहीं कर सकते हैं, उसको अपने शांति के पवित्रता के प्रकंपन देते हैं, जिससे वो कम से कम हम सबकी सुरक्षा करे. और जो परिवर्तन करना है वो तो उसको करना ही है, उसको रोक नहीं सकता कोई भी, ड्रामा ही नहीं रोकेगा, भगवान भी नहीं रोकेगा, लेकिन हमारा कर्तव्य है उस प्रकृति के तत्वों को इतनी शांति के पवित्रता के वाइब्रेशन दिए जाएं ताकि वो परिवर्तन, अपना रूप परिवर्तन कर सके, तमोगुण समाप्त हो, सत्वगुण बने, उस लक्ष्य से हम सब ये पर्यावरण की बातें करते हैं.
So when we are talking about protecting the environment, we have been planting trees for a long time, and the most important thing is to give the vibrations of peace to the environment, and these vibrations of peace is going to protect the environment.
जैसे अभी हम लोग, बाबा ने हम सबको कहा है, बच्चे प्रकृति के पांचों तत्वों को आप अच्छे योगदान दो. अब योगदान देने का मतलब ये नहीं है कि वो अपना कार्य रोक देगी, वो अपना कार्य जल्दी करके फिर नई दुनिया बनाने में हमें सहयोग देगी. ये जितने भी तत्व जो भी करने जा रहे हैं, वो सब नई दुनिया की स्थापना के लिए निमित्त हैं.
So the first the five elements are doing right now is for creating the new world. So whatever we are doing is we are just giving good vibration, peaceful vibrations to the environment, to the nature, and that is what is going to protect.
अगर ये जल वायु में परिवर्तन नहीं होगा, तो नई दुनिया में जो बाबा कहते हैं प्रकृति एक ही बैलेंस से हर समय एक बाहरी मौसम होगी, वो नहीं हो सकेगी. इसलिए जो इस समय अति हो रही है उसको हम देखते हुए भी समझ रहे हैं कि ये अंत की निशानी है और उसके बाद जो नई दुनिया आएगी यही प्रकृति हमारा साथ देगी, इसलिए उसको हम बहुत स्नेह से योगदान देते हैं परिवर्तन के लिए और शक्तिशाली किरणें देते हैं, वो बदलेगी तो विश्व बदल जाएगा। इसलिए हम पर्यावरण की सेवा करते हैं, नई दुनिया के लिए नए प्रकृति के साधन सुविधाएं हर आत्मा को प्राप्त हों, क्योंकि आत्मा के पतित बनने से प्रकृति पतित बनी है, हम पावन बनेंगे तो प्रकृति हमें साथ देगी।
So right now the environment or the nature is not giving us the cooperation because we are going towards the degradation, but as we go, as we become elevated, as we start giving and protecting the environment, then that environment will also give us happiness. Just as we see the weather climate in the golden age, it is very pleasant, it is not going to give any sorrow or suffering to anyone. So at this time our pure positive vibrations will help in that climate change.
Thank you very much. Yes, Sister Dianti would like to comment.
Little bit connected with what Rajubhai is saying, but also the whole process of Sangam Yoga is for the transformation of my own sanskaras. And the situation today is that we've lost respect for ourselves, and so there's a big identity crisis in the world. We've lost respect for people, and so the racism and all of those things have come in. We've lost respect for law, and so there's more and more law and lawlessness and disorder. And we've lost respect for all other forms of life, and so there's violence against other creatures. But we've also lost respect for nature. And so what Baba's teaching me is to be able to develop that sanskar of respect starting inside, and it reaches outside also, so that then nature also is again treated with respect. Nature deserves that respect. We've been very violent and aggressive and exploited nature, but nature is actually working in partnership with us in Satyug. So now to restore that partnership, we have to now offer respect to nature.
Thank you. I often think of Mother Earth as an old lady in the old people's home. And when the old ladies get very old, you just don't leave them. You feed them spoon by spoon, and you turn them over and look after them really well. So being a nurse, that works very well for me. And maybe you answered next question already, Sister Dianti, but if you like to add something else or anyone else, you're welcome. But how to make harmony with the environment, a kind of cool living with the environment in the midst of climate change and health problems. Anything you like to add? Cool living with the environment?
Just thinking about how much am I still taking from nature? And we still all take a lot. And so maybe preparation for the end times, but also preparation for my partnership with nature, is to reduce my needs and live more and more simply, so that then I'm not exploiting nature any further. But now I'm recognizing that nature has given a lot, but now it really has to be reduced, starting with me.
In the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative, on our webpage, we have a couple of interesting initiatives. For example, one is a plastic-free yagya. So we suggest all the centers to go plastic-free. And I think London has done big efforts in the last years. For example, when we give tollies, you know, it's very nice if they're not packed in plastic. So we're trying to sharpen the awareness within the institution for these relation. We also have a travel offset because many of us are traveling a lot, and traveling is one of the big producers of carbon emissions, and sometimes that's a bit of a quandary we are in. So we have a travel offset mechanism. You can donate some money that goes for some tree plantation or for some solar plates. It's like 1% of the ticket price, and that's also what the professional platforms are offering. Travel offset. And we thought we should do that for the Brahma Kumaris. So we have that mechanism there. And you will find all the details on our webpage. So trying to do very practical steps to offer to the centers. We also have guidelines for the centers about waste management, energy management, and all these kind of things where we can sort of live more in harmony with nature and protect nature. So we're very practical and very hands-on. It's almost like a green policy. You might know that all the big companies and all the big institutions in the world nowadays, they have a green policy, and they have an environmental advisor also, which sort of looks into the activities of companies or institutions and scrutinizes them. So we're trying a bit to do the same thing in the Yagya. Alas, it's not easy because we have so many centers and we have a very diverse institution, and each center is running more or less also to some extent individual. But go to our webpage and you will find a lot of initiatives and ideas what the centers can do practically.
So if you have any questions, I just remind you, you can write them on a piece of paper and give to Shuna. And otherwise, I will just continue. So I just have one question now about yogic farming. How does actually meditation affect the elements and the seeds? How does it actually in detail work? And how can this lead to global transformation?
जो हमारा ये प्रोजेक्ट शुरू हुआ उसमें हमारा एक लक्ष्य है कि जो सूक्ष्म जीवाणु धरती माँ के पास हैं उनको बचाया जाए, उसकी शक्ति को बचाया जाए.
So the aim of the yogic farming is to protect and save the earth.
क्योंकि बहुत सारे ऐसे सूक्ष्म जीवाणु हैं जिस पर अगर हम यूरिया या इंग्लिश दवाइयां डालते हैं, खाद डालते हैं, तो वो सहज मर जाते हैं, समाप्त हो जाते हैं.
So there are microorganisms in the soil, and when they put urea and other chemicals and pesticides, they die.
तो पहले हम किसानों को कहते हैं कि आप पहले धरती माँ से माफी मांगो कि मेरे से भूल हुई है, स्वार्थ के कारण, अधिक अनाज लेने के कारण, पैसे के कारण मैंने आपको जहर खिला दिया, अब नहीं डालेंगे जहर.
So first we ask the farmers to ask forgiveness to the Mother Earth that we have put all these chemicals and pesticides and have killed the microorganisms in the soil. So we ask the forgiveness to the Earth.
लेकिन धरती में इतनी अधिक मात्रा में लोगों ने इंग्लिश दवाइयां खादें डाल दी हैं जो अभी उससे पैदावार बिल्कुल नहीं हो पाती किसानों की.
So now they have put so many pesticides and chemicals and fertilizers in the soil that they are not able to produce any yield now.
तो दो तरह से हमने प्रोजेक्ट को लिया. एक तरफ हम ऑर्गेनिक कार्बन को बढ़ाने के लिए देसी गाय के गोबर और गौमूत्र का प्रयोग कराया.
So we have adopted few things. One is in order to increase the level of organic carbon, we have been using the cow dung and the cow urine.
और साथ साथ हमारी भावनाएं, हमारे विचार, उस पर प्रकृति कैसे ग्रहण करती है, हम जिस भावना से जाते हैं उसके पास, वो हमारे विचारों को बहुत सहज समझती है, इसके हमने प्रयोग कराए.
So we have been experimenting on how our feelings and our thoughts are affecting the nature, the environment.
पहले हमने गुजरात में दांतीवाड़ा यूनिवर्सिटी में साइंटिस्ट के सहयोग से 5 साल की रिसर्च करवाई पौधों पर, हमारे विचारों का बीज से लेकर के क्या क्या प्रभाव पड़ता है.
So in Dantewada University for 5 years we have done a research on how our thoughts will affect the trees, the plants.
उसके बाद हमने उत्तराखंड में, हमारी एक बहन है साइंटिस्ट, उन्होंने बच्चों से उस पर यूनिवर्सिटी के अंदर ही गमलों पर बीज संस्कार करके, बीज पर योग के प्रयोग करके, उसकी बुआई करके उसकी रिजल्ट दिखाई.
So in Uttarakhand a child with the help of a child they experimented on sowing the seeds in the soil and how yoga, experimenting yoga on the on sowing the seeds, like they do yoga when they sow the seeds, and how that does that affect.
इसकी हमने फिर प्रैक्टिकल में अपने किसान जो बीके हैं जो विशेष योग अभ्यास करते हैं उनकी फील्ड पर कई प्रकार के अनुभव प्रयोग करवाए.
So on this, the BK farmers who have been doing yoga, they actually experimented and experienced the effect of yoga.
शुरुआत कैसे हुई इसकी विधि मैं आपको बताता हूँ. हमारे पास यहाँ ट्रेनिंग इसी की हम ले रहे थे यहीं शांतिवन में, तो एक माता यहाँ से सुन के गई कि हमारे वाइब्रेशंस, हमारे विचार पेड़ पौधे बहुत जल्दी सुनते हैं, समझते हैं. ये बात तो जगदीश चंद्र बोस ने, साइंटिस्ट ने सिद्ध की है. लेकिन जब यहाँ बताया गया तो उसने अपने घर में जाके एक पेड़ पर प्रयोग किया.
सो इन शांतिवन व्हेन देयर वाज अ ट्रेनिंग दैट वाज हेल्ड दे वर टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ वी कैन टॉक एंड द ट्रीज दे कैन अंडरस्टैंड आवर लैंग्वेज. And that mother, she went back home and she experimented on that.
उसके घर में एक चीकू का पेड़ था और उसमें फूल आते थे लेकिन फल नहीं लगते थे.
So the mother, she wanted to experiment on a sapota tree that she had at home. It's a fruit and it was not giving fruit. It was just giving flowers.
तो सबने कहा कि घर वालों ने कि इस पेड़ को काट दो, इससे फल तो मिलते ही नहीं है, इसलिए इसको खत्म कर दो यहाँ से.
Everyone wanted to cut off the tree because it was not giving any fruit.
तो वो माता यहाँ से सुन के गई थी तो उसने कहा कि एक साल के लिए मुझे छुट्टी दो, इसको काटेंगे नहीं, उसको बहुत प्यार से हम उससे बातें करेंगे.
So the mother requested not to cut the tree because she had what she had heard in the training that she wanted to talk and give those good thoughts to that tree and see if there is any change for 1 year.
तो रोज करीब 15 मिनट उस पेड़ के आगे खड़े होके और यही बात करती थी, देखो आपको काटने की प्लानिंग हो रही है, सब काट देंगे आपको, आपसे हमें फल चाहिए, केवल फूल नहीं चाहिए, और अगर आप फल देंगे तो आपको हम कटने नहीं देंगे, आपकी सुरक्षा इसी में ही है. बातें किया उसे बहुत स्नेह से.
So every day for 15 minutes she would go, she would sit to the near the tree and she would talk with love to the tree saying that everyone wants to cut you but I want that you give the fruit so that they don't cut you. So she would talk with love, give that love to the tree.
और उसको पानी देती गई बीच बीच में, पानी की जरूरत, और कोई खाद नहीं दिया, केवल पानी दिया और अपने शुभ भावनाएं दी.
She didn't give any fertilizer but she was just giving the tree the water and the good wishes.
उसके बाद उसमें बहुत बड़े बड़े चीकू के फल लगना शुरू हो गए.
एंड द रिजल्ट इज दैट ह्यूज फ्रूट्स ऑफ सपोटा केम फ्रॉम एज अ यील्ड फ्रॉम द ट्री.
तो सबने सोचा कि इसको कलम लगाई गई, क्या हुआ? उसने कहा कोई भी, हमने खाद नहीं डाली, कोई कलम नहीं लगाई, केवल शुभ भावनाएं, बहुत स्नेह दिया, इस पेड़ से बहुत प्यार से बातें की और उसकी रिजल्ट आज वो हमें फल दे रहा है.
So everyone was surprised. How did that tree start giving the fruits? And everyone asked, like, did you put any manure, fertilizer? What did you do? But then the only thing she did was just to talk to that tree with love and was giving, just giving good vibrations, good wishes.
और उसके बाद कई प्रोजेक्ट इस पर चालू हुए. उसने फिर धान की खेती पर प्रयोग किए, गन्ने की खेती पर प्रयोग किए, और कई सब्जियों पर प्रयोग किए, और प्रयोग के बाद ये बात फैलती गई और आज भारत में हजारों किसान ये योगिक खेती कर रहे हैं, जो कोई भी प्रकार की फर्टिलाइजर नहीं डालते हैं, ऑर्गेनिक चीजें, अगर उसमें कमी है, धरती को चाहिए कुछ तो देते हैं और उस पर योग के प्रयोग अमृत वेले से करते हैं.
So now this mother, she got that fruits from the tree, so she started experimenting it in the crops, in the sugarcane crops and in the crops of different vegetables, and the word got spread and now it is spread so much, like in thousands of people are practicing this organic yogic farming where they are not putting any chemicals in it.
Thank you so much for explaining in detail about the tree. Do you have a tree you talk to, Raju Bhai, also?
Yes.
We have one.
वो बहन भी यहीं है, शांतिवन में रखा उसको हमने, प्रयोग करा रही है.
Yeah. It's in Shantivan, the tree.
Yeah. शांतिवन में सिस्टर है जिसने प्रयोग किया.
So the sister who experimented on this tree is now in Shantivan.
So we have one wish to Rural Wing, Radyabai, that is that you continue with the research with the university, because that's very useful for us in the UN conference. So we really hope you will continue the research.
We have two projects. One is बच्चों के लिए सिलेबस तैयार करना, और उस सिलेबस के लिए हमारे ये उदयपुर यूनिवर्सिटी ने टाइम दिया है और वो सिलेबस तैयार हो रहा है. हम बच्चों के को ये ट्रेनिंग देना चाहते हैं कि योग के द्वारा कैसे खेती की जा सकती है.
थैंक यू.
तो उसका सिलेबस तैयार हो गया है, उदयपुर यूनिवर्सिटी और उत्तराखंड यूनिवर्सिटी ने अपने हाथ में लिया है. और फिर ये दांतीवाड़ा यूनिवर्सिटी के वाइस चांसलर ने कहा है आप फिर से हमारे पास रिसर्च करो, कोई नई रिसर्च करो, हम उसके रिजल्ट देंगे. तो हमारा प्रोजेक्ट चल रहा है.
सो इन उदयपुर यूनिवर्सिटी एंड उत्तराखंड यूनिवर्सिटी दे हैव क्रिएटेड अ सिलेबस फॉर द चिल्ड्रन ऑन हाउ टू डू द योगिक फार्मिंग, हाउ टू गिव वाइब्रेशंस टू द ट्रीज. सो दे आर दे क्रिएटेड द सिलेबस इन दिस टू यूनिवर्सिटीज एंड इवन ऑन दांतीवाड़ा यूनिवर्सिटी दे आर वर्किंग ऑन प्रिपेयरिंग द सिलेबस.
So that's our wish for yogic farming. It's been very useful in our UN service. Now I have one final question to Jenti and Golo, and then I have two questions from the audience. So that's our wish to Rural Wing. Well, how do you see the green initiative evolving in the future? What's your wish we should be doing, or any service or any project or anything you like from us in the future?
I think the speed with which the Brahmin family actually take up this project, not just in terms of service, but really as a method to be able to help in the establishment of Satyug, I think that speed is going to determine how quickly we reach everyone. Because I think that if people understand that this is actually a process of transformation of our relationship with each other and with nature, I think they'll engage with it more and more. So my hope is that people in the Brahmin family really take it seriously and follow up with it. That's one thought. And the other thought is that my hope is that whatever happens within the environmental initiative is again something that captures the attention of young people everywhere, because I think that they need to understand spirituality from a very specific point of view. They're not ready yet maybe to sit and meditate, but if they begin to understand that this is something that can support nature and their future, they might get interested.
Yeah, my hope and wish for the environmental initiative, especially at the UN service, is that there comes a moment where we can reveal Baba at these conferences. And you have to imagine in Glasgow, in the last conference, I think there were 100 head of states or something like that. So the whole world is coming there, everybody's there. And at the moment, we're a small incognito group. And my wish is that the time will come we can reveal Baba there. And people will realize. That is my wish for the climate conference. And in general, I hope that the environmental initiative can raise the awareness of everybody who comes in touch with us, that our mind creates the environment around us. And the world and the situation of the world is a mirror of our collective thought process and emotions. And if people become aware of that relation, they then become careful about their thoughts, about their emotion, what they think, and they will try to become better people. And I hope that environmental initiative can play a role for the BKs, also to become more aware about this connection, but also for the people outside.
Thank you. So we have one wish here to the Rural Wing, that you will make a compilation from the Murlis on environment points. So it's a Murli environment compilation. That's one wish to Murli department. And Golo, you touched on introducing Baba in this kind of service, and one question was actually about that, if how can we include in each activity of BK Baba's introduction, as it is not the time to go into expansion. So you want to add anything on that, Sister Jyanti Ogolo?
Baba's introduction is coming in a very interesting way in my experience, and that is people know that lifestyle change is vital, but they don't have the capacity to do it. And so then, so often in panels on sustainable living, I've been asked this question, how do you manage to sustain transformation? And we talk about Baba in that, that there has to be time for silence, meditation, power from the divine, and that power is helping you sustain that transformation. So it's happening, and it'll happen more and more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And one wish to the RCs, that you would give more attention towards the green policy on the RC level. It's also here. So many wishes. It's coming close to Diwali time, I suppose. It's time for good wishes. Now, one final question from the audience is to you, Sister Jyanti, how to discern which rules of this world we have to follow and which not? You mentioned about voting, and because citizens, to be good citizens, we have to fulfill the rules and responsibilities of the world, but which one to follow and which one not to follow?
I think within the voting system, there can also be conscientious abstention. And so my conscience does not allow me to vote. I'm sure that there can be that law also, because most of the world is free society. There are some parts of the world where it's dictatorship, but wherever there is a free society, there's always that conscientious abstention. And so I think we have to follow all the laws of the world, otherwise we'll get ourselves tangled in a mess. And so it's not that I choose, I'll follow this law and I won't follow this law, but we have to follow all the laws of the world. And that's also part of the respect that Baba's teaching us. Respect for myself, but also respecting the laws of the country that I live in, the land in which I live. And so it's no question of choice. You have to do what you need to do.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you for participating, and we're coming towards the end, and I'll just give the opportunity for you to say whatever you like to say as a last comment, short and sweet, and maybe you also like to share what you will focus on in the meditation to come. So who like to go first? Rajubai?
अगर योग के अंदर कोई लक्ष्य लेके बैठते हैं तो बहुत अच्छा वातावरण बनता है.
When we take aim, when we sit in yoga, then there will be a good environment created.
और दो लक्ष्य अगर हम 10-10 मिनट के लिए भी 15 मिनट के लिए एक लक्ष्य लें, 15 मिनट के लिए दूसरा, तो मैंने देखा है कि बहुत अच्छा एक ही संकल्प से वायुमंडल बनता है.
If you take an aim for at least for 10 to 15 minutes, one aim and 10 to 15 minutes, another aim, then there will be a beautiful environment that gets created by having an aim.
Baba ne ek baar kaha tha ki jab aap brahman bacche sangathit roop mein ek sankalp mein sthit ho jayenge to wo ek sankalp vishw parivartan ke nimit ban sakta hai.
Baba has once said that when we brahmins are concentrate on one particular thought, then with that particular thought, the world transformation will happen.
तो योग में हम जैसे पहले बैठते हैं, शुरुआत करते हैं, अभी हम आधा घंटे बैठेंगे, तो पहले संकल्प में अगर हम मैं एक लाइट माइट स्वरूप, एक चैतन्य आत्मा इस भ्रकुटि आसन पर विराजमान हूँ, योग की जो यथार्थ स्टेज है, शरीर और आत्मा का अलग अनुभव होना.
So when we sit in yoga, we are focused on the light and might that we spread from the center of the forehead.
और फिर हम अपने संकल्पों से बाबा का जैसे आह्वान करते हैं और बाबा के निराकार स्वरूप पर भी अपने आप को एकाग्र करते हैं, और बीच में अगर ब्रह्मा बाबा भी बीच में हैं, तो उनके द्वारा जैसे और से बाबा से किरणें शक्तियां ले सकते हैं।
So we are concentrated on one particular thought, and then we connect with Baba and of course Brahma Baba, and we are taking rays from that, and we stay focused in that.
Thank you. Yes, I think the time is coming up, so we'll which one thought will you focus on? One thought, one sentence.
केवल अपने भ्रकुटि में चमकते हुए बिंदु रूप आत्मा को देखो, अनुभव करो, और इस शरीर से बिल्कुल अलग मैं एक चैतन्य शक्ति हूँ, इसका अभ्यास करो।
So just focus on the light, the sparkling, shining soul in the center of the forehead, and you are practicing being separate from this body.
Thank you so much, Golo. Your last.
My last is my first. Yeah, we Brahmins should be aware that we are the foundation. And the situation in the world, the destruction and the creation, is a mirror of our own thought process. And if we create a sparkling, bright consciousness, focusing on the light, focusing on creation, focusing on a beautiful new world, and we keep that in our mind, we're slowly nudging matter and the situation in that direction. So we have an incredible power. We're all creators. And once we're aware about that and we become constant in that thought, the transformation will happen very fast. So let us all sit in meditation and have this unified thought of all of us in love and harmony, powerful thoughts and vision towards a bright, wonderful future world.
At one point, Baba had said to us, set aside at least 5 minutes every day for Mansa Seva. This was many years ago, and maybe now we do it for longer. But certainly I would add, let there be a few minutes set aside for Mansa Seva of all the elements of nature, so that we are purifying nature for our own future world. And yes, when Sonia asked the question about what thought to meditate on, it's interesting because my two brothers have shared about light, and I had the same thought. Just focus on sending God's light. And yes, the soul is also light, but especially send God's light to all the elements. Om Shanti.
So, Om Shanti, and a big thanks to our panelists. Thank you so much.
And to Sonia for the excellent questions that she came up with, and to all of you.
Yes, thank you. So we'll have meditation now. So I don't know if you want to stretch your legs, or we just go straight into meditation, or straight into meditation. Okay. So let's go towards the light. Afterwards, we come up for Toli and blessing.
So peace.